We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Tonight, 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I'll tell you right now, man, we've had a lot of talented animals on this show.
Yes.
A lot of talented creatures. And we got another one coming up for you. This family in South Africa posted a video of their three small dogs barking in the driveway. And this is awesome. Not only are these dogs barking in the driveway, but they're joined by a fourth critter. And this is their parrot, who is also walking around with the dogs and barking along with them. That's why parrots are the best. I mean, I don't want one in my house, but I do love what they bring to the table.
They always give us great audio.
Yeah, they surely do.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the video right now, and they're all like barking at the gate.
Yeah.
And the parrot's right there with them.
That is so awesome. And apparently this parrot likes cuddling and playing with the family, too. And so this clip will start. You'll hear the dog barking. Then you're going to hear the parrot come in, who's more high-pitched. But you know what? Barking like a dog. That's amazing. I love this parrot.
I'm sure the neighbors love him. That is awesome.
Wow. The parrots. I mean, that's the thing, man. Yeah. They win. Parrots win.
Now, I wonder what it would sound like if a parrot that talks like Matthew McConaughey hung out with a parrot that barked like a dog while another parrot liked to make sex sounds.
Oh, boy.
You think you could pull that off?
Boy, that would be amazing. We got it?
Can we do that?
Yeah. Can we have that ability? Do we have the technology?
I feel like Matthew McConaughey should start it off.
All right.
And then we should go to the barkers.
Okay.
And then jumping in, of course, will be the Randy parrot.
All right. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, there's a turtle now in there.
Turtles. All right, well, turtles, they belong there. Anyway, if we're getting Randy.
Lulu's in there. What the hell's Lulu doing with those dogs? Lulu, go home.
Yeah, come on, Lulu. I mean,
go potty and go home.
Yeah, that's Lulu's. I mean, look, I know you love her, but she's what skills does she have? She's not on McConaughey level.
She needs to stay out of this.
Yeah, she does. Ah, parrots and turtles, really. They give us a lot of joy.
That parrot's 19 years old. How old? Parrots, they live old. They live old.
They live old.
They live for a long time, right?
Parrots live old.
Live old, parrots do.
Yeah, they do. I believe they do live for a long time. Wow. Some of them can live up to what? How many years?
Say that they live for about 50 years. Some have been around for 70, 80, or even 100 years of age.
Wow.
So unless you want a lifetime friend, don't get a parrot.
But that's what people want.
Dogs lasted that long.
That's the thing. Another reason why a parrot's awesome.
Yeah, but what if the parrot's an a-hole and just swears all the time? Then you're stuck with a parrot with a bad attitude forever.
Well, hey, Rev, go F yourself. You're with me for 50 more years.
Yeah, pass on that one.
But see, the parrots seem to emulate what's around them. There's that one parrot that lives in the sex house.
Yep.
there's the parrot that barks like a dog. So if your parrot's an a-hole, Rev,
might be because of you.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong, yeah. And also another reason why I don't want a parrot.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
I see that. I feel like Rev's parrot will just make fart sounds.
Oh, that would be
awesome. That'd be amazing.
Your parrot would complain all the time.
All the time.
Vicky's parrot would make the sex sounds.
Yep. Yeah.
Danny's parrot would cry.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any noise. It would just be like, wow, this parrot's just crying all the time.
Steve, yours would cut wrestling promos.
Or just grunt like a wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah.
His parrot would be just throwing itself around the cage. You know,
the macho parrot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be a combo of that and trying to mimic Lulu.
That's true.
Be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, a dog wrestling parrot.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we need.
I could live with that for 50 years.
Yeah, you could. Your wife, on the other hand.
No, she's already got one of me.
Yeah,
she doesn't need any more of that.
She really, really doesn't. Oh, man.
Well, what if the parrot took over and did an impression of her and everything I did, she'd just be like, Steven.
Oh, that would be great. You'd have two, like a parrot that nagged you? Not that your wife's a nag. We didn't say that.
But no, she reprimands me for whenever I fart.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God, that's a sitcom.
What?
You're living your life and you have your parrot, and it's like, oh, parrot, and the parrot's always scolding you in your wife's voice.
We got a name.
Shenanigans.
That's the name of the sitcom. Oh, parrot.
That's the name of it.
Oh, parrot.
Yeah. Wow. Right. We've done it.
Look at us.
Fridays are back on ABC.
On ABC, huh?
Well,
I feel like
come
it's
on.
An NBC type of show.
You don't think Oh, Parrot belongs next to, like, Small Wonder and Family Matters?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, Parrot.
We're bringing back TGIF.
Exactly.
Bitches.
Yeah.
With Oh, Parrot.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KISW, The Rock, Seattle. The Rolling Stone combined through sales and streaming data and found songs that have posted double or triple digit increases since we started social distancing.
Wow.
We've just seen this in general. You know, when anything major happens, a lot of times people turn to music, especially if like a major musician passes away, all of a sudden their catalog just goes crazy.
I'm guilty of it, man. Like every time somebody that I'm like, oh man, I need to check that out. Even like something just as random as like the guy who sang Lean On Me that just recently passed away.
Withers, Bill Withers.
Yeah. So I was like, I have never listened to anything else of his. And I'm just like, it's sad that that was the reason why I made it a point to check out other stuff. But then you realize, oh my gosh, so much talent. And it's nice to know that at least like their art and their legacy will live on for however long we have music in our hands.
That is the beautiful thing about having recorded works.
And like, I mean, Chris Cornell is already obsessively a fan of his before he passed. But after he passed, man, my fandom of Audioslave went through the roof. Like, that's all I would listen to. And, you would think it would be Soundgarden. But Soundgarden's a band I've always, like, just obsessed over. But Audioslave I always thought was good. Just was like, you know, I always thought of Chris as being the Soundgarden guy. And man, I spent so much time with that Audioslave stuff and just realized just how incredible it was. And just also how, I mean, so lyrically, it's how telltale some of the pains he was going through. I just wasn't paying attention to as a fan.
So you got that lyrically? You saw
You start zoning in on what he's singing about. And you're like, oh, man, gosh.
Isn't that something how, you know, music is really used by different people in different ways? Like you don't pay attention to lyrics as much. I mean, you're starting to now. A lot of people don't.
Certain artists I will. Obviously, Pearl Jam being one of them. I always will pay attention to what Eddie's singing about because at some point his lyrics have connected with me. So now I'm curious, will the new songs connect with me?
Yeah.
But for the most part, I just want to hear awesome drums and just like cool vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, according to Rolling Stone, they're saying that in times of turmoil, many of us turn to music for comfort. music to uplift us and music so that we can escape. And that's a fact. I now every walk I go on, I used to love going on walks and just not hearing anything. I would just, you know, it's sort of meditational. Now I have to take my music with me. It's become a crutch. Like I have, if I don't have my ear pods and my, I'm like, I don't want to go on a walk.
Well, I even thought about yesterday when we were talking about certain songs that were deemed quote unquote minivan rock. And Vicky brought up a great story just about how when she was going through whatever crap she was going through when she was younger, that stupid Michelle Brand song was like,
right,
that helped you through it.
Yeah, like it the whole of that music like really hit me hard that I had to go and get a playlist of minivan rock. So that's what I've been listening to since yesterday.
Oh, of course you are.
Oh, I spent some time listening to Better Than Ezra, as I sent you guys a screenshot of last night.
Good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I know it was bad when I had like a relationship not go well when I was in college, and I was like in my dorm listening to Dave Matthews Band Crash Into Me on repeat.
Oh,
my buddies actually they it wasn't an intervention; it was more like a practical beatdown. They're like, "No, you cannot keep listening to this. A, for our own sanity, and B, we need to get you drunk."
Yeah,
because I was just sitting in there. I'm like, "Oh, my life's so terrible." Crash Into Me.
At least you didn't do that in like the fifth grade with Ricky Martin.
She bangs?
No, it was the She's I Ever Had, whatever song that was. And I remember crying, like, he doesn't like me.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I was a fun preteen.
Yeah. Well, we've got the top five songs that have seen massive uptick, all because of the coronavirus.
Okay.
So this one here, Mad World from Tears for Fears. This has been huge with people. I'll tell you this right now, and I know this is going to piss off some of my friends. I hate this band.
Oh, I hate you.
Wait. I thought you were part of the Tears for Fears fan club.
No, I really do. I just...
Mad World. How can you hate them?
Yeah, I do.
I honestly am not a huge Tears for Fears fan. I do like the sowing the seeds of love.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Sowing the seeds.
And even, and everybody wants to rule the world. I just go, why did I ever even think I liked this song? And I pulled it off my playlist.
Oh, this song, though, I didn't even know it existed. And this is one of those instances where the cover was better than the original.
Oh, who did the cover?
Have you guys seen the movie Donnie Darko?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a guy by the name of Gary Jules. I know nothing about him other than I thought it was his own song. I'm like, this is an incredible song. And then I find out it was a cover of that. So you've already heard how poppy and, I mean, really dated that song sounds.
Yeah.
Check out his version. It's so eerie and dark.
And I find it kind of funny.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, it's a huge part of the movie.
Yeah.
Dreams in which I'm dying.
Oh, this is the one I know.
So much better.
Yeah, this is. I know this one. I don't know the Tears for Fears one.
And then there's a part where like the acid kicks in and all the weird voices come in right here.
Running circles, it's a very, very bad.
I don't know why, I just love that part.
I thought this was the original, too.
It's so much better than the original.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like the other one just because it's so different.
Isn't anything...
I grew to like it because of this song is what made me love the song. And then when I heard the original, I'm like, oh, that's a fun, different version of it. And then I realized, oh, that's the original version.
I think, honestly, I think Wes Scanlon could do any cover of Tears for Fears and it would be better than that.
Ow!
Dude!
All right, we're going to war. All right, who do you like better, Tears for Fears or NXS? I always felt like those...
Oh, NXS was a great band.
Yeah, NXS agree. Okay, way okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Yeah.
I got to talk about Tears for Fears only because I didn't know who they were. So I heard this, like I heard people be like, Tears for Fears, and I literally thought it was like a charity run. Like, donate to Tears for Fears this weekend. We're doing a 5K. And then my friend was like, dude, that's a band. And I was like, huh?
Dude, they did Shout!
Shout. Shout.
Yeah.
Let it all out.
Yeah, that's...
These are the things.
No.
When I heard that song, I'm like, this band's badass. And I heard the rest of their stuff, I'm like, wow. They really blew their fears.
Man, I like Otis Day and the Night's Shout so much better. It's a different song, but still, I don't care. It's a better song.
You know what's funny? I feel like Tears for Fears, their songs are better when bands cover them. Like Disturbed covered Everyone Wants to Rule the World, and they did a great version of it.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure it was Disturbed.
No, it was Shout.
Oh, they did Shout.
Yeah, Disturbed did Shout. I don't know who did Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Okay, yeah, Disturbed did Shout, but somebody did Everyone Wants to Rule the World.
That's
and it's
the key.
Badass.
You don't even have to know what the name of the band was who covered it. You just know it was better.
It was.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with the production because they were so knee deep in the 80s, and that 80s production was just so bad.
Rev is so pissed.
Man, you
Mad
guys.
Mad World.
All right, this one I don't know. At least I don't think I know this number four song again. That's increased in popularity because of the virus. And this is Andra Day. Andra Day, Rise Up.
I didn't know this until I heard the song. And I'll rise up. I've heard this song. I just never knew who did it.
Oh yeah,
it's on like every commercial in the entire world right now.
I think Viagra uses it.
It's probably true.
Well, now it means something to me. Yeah, you know, I guess I have heard
this
song.
They should totally use it.
It's a good song. I'm not gonna dog on this song. She's got a good voice and seems like it's, you know, powerful and inspirational. Sure.
Sure. I'm sorry, Disturbed also did a cover of Land of Confusion, which is badass.
But we weren't talking about Land of Confusion. Land of Confusion is Genesis' song.
Damn it, I thought that was Tears for Fears too.
No.
Okay. I give up.
Okay.
I'm gonna rise up.
Did you somehow take whatever medicine I take for music? Because you sound like me right now, really.
Hey, kids.
I tell you right now, I love that Benny
Disturbed
Goodman.
Disturbed does cool stuff, guys.
Disturbed does do good covers. Good. I mean, we know that. Yes. I mean, actually, they really do. Okay, so this next one, Joy Division. I remember this band and the song Isolation. Is it like all the maudlin songs of like the 80s and 90s that people are into?
It's like songs that make you feel sad.
Yeah.
Isolation.
I get it because we're isolated. That makes sense.
A band with joy in the name somehow has the most depressing songs.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Bro, so depressing. I mean, they ended up becoming New Order. I don't know if you knew that, Rev.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that.
Ian Curtis, the singer of Joy Division, unfortunately, he killed himself. He battled some stuff, and I guess like during their live performances, like he would have like epileptic seizures, and just like
horrible to have to deal with.
I mean, he had some battles, but I tried so hard in college to become, or maybe even a little after college, I mean, always because of a chick. You know, I'm going to get into this band to impress this girl that's like into goth type stuff, and she loves Joy Division. I never was more sad in my life than I was like when I was on my Joy Division kick. I listened to them nonstop.
Oh god,
their stuff is so sad and it's so crazy because then you hear New Order and it's like, I mean, it's a whole different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard live. I never got to see them. Joy Division, obviously, they were gone way before my time. But apparently, live they were like kind of like Nine Inch Nails in the sense of they were more abrasive and more punky live. But then the recordings didn't do it justice. If that made sense.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. That doesn't sound as abrasive or punky as you could.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a huge influence on music from bands like The Cure, Depeche Mode, and a lot of that style. But I try to like Joy Division. I could not keep it.
So we've got this top five
I would listen to.
It's a good thing, man. Yeah. I mean, you can only have so much sadness.
Right.
We've got the top five. Well, basically, these are the five songs that Rolling Stone has seen that with data that they have had massive spikes, double or triple digit increases since we started social distancing. We've got, you know, we have Mad World from Tears for Fears, Rise Up by Andra Day.
It's interesting that Andra Day's song apparently is about a friend that was battling cancer, and that's what the song is about.
It's interesting
to see like what the original meaning of the song was, but how it took on a new meaning because people are just confused and alone and isolated, so they're trying to find either songs to pick them up or songs to kind of misery loves company.
And they have that Stand Up for Cancer campaign, so I wonder if they were somehow inspired a little bit by the Rise Up, Stand Up.
She got a 307% spike in sales since all this.
Oh, good for Andra.
Yeah, 13 million more streams than she had before that. Now, it's like 75 cents, I think, when it comes to money.
Yeah, I don't really. So the number two one, I think we all know this, right? We should all know this song.
Yes. No, Danny doesn't.
You don't. You really don't know this?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to call the authorities on you and have you taken to jail that you don't know who this is.
That's a clue.
That's a clue, Danny. Yeah. I'm calling the authorities to take you to jail, Danny, that you don't know this.
Is it you too?
Yeah, yes. U2. That's exactly what everybody calls the authorities when you get taken to jail. Somebody, I call U2. There's a crime being committed.
He's right.
Who do you call when there's a crime?
The cops?
Yes.
Okay, good
close.
Enough. Good enough. He's close. You know what? I've decided that, you know what? Actually, I like Tears for Fears better than Danny.
Yeah!
That's what I decided.
All right.
Well, you know, I knew that.
Nothing helps with isolation than listening to music about a guy and a woman half his age having action.
Yeah, there's nothing to do about any social distancing at all.
Just the don't stand so close to me line.
Yeah, it really is. It's a professor who basically doesn't know his boundaries and wants to bang one of his students.
A mutual lust between the teacher and one of his clients.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, it's so funny that came up because I'm not, like, I'll even just show it on my phone. Like, the other day, I just was on a police kick and I added the police song.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's one of the songs in my recently added, Synchronicity.
So you did it, buddy.
Well, my buddy was talking about, like, he's putting out every day a song that he feels is like an incredible performance by a drummer. And so he's like, Stuart Copeland, obviously one of the best. And I forgot about how great Stuart Copeland is because you only hear about, remember, like, Every Breath You Take. And it's like, there's not much going on. But man, when you listen to Synchronicity, that whole record, he is just a top-notch drummer. And the band is just so good. The songs are great.
Yeah, and I always loved their, I mean, they sort of went away from their ska influences as they got more popular, but that's what I loved about them, is they just had that great sound. But yeah.
Always weird, though, even like when they were like that little punky ska-type vibe, and then when they eventually morphed into what was this version of Police with Synchronicity and stuff like that, they were still had like a weird vibe to them. It wasn't like anyone else. That's what I dug about the Police.
It was, and even Every Breath You Take, again, it's a pretty sounding song, but I think it's about a stalker.
Oh, it's very dark.
Yeah, it's a real, I mean, it's like, you want to pull Sting aside and go, dude, should we be watching you instead? Like, maybe you're the guy that we shouldn't stand so close to because your songs are...
Someone said, Don't Stand So Close to Me was playing on repeat at Trader Joe's the other day.
That's kind of funny, but also really infuriating. Funny.
This number one song is a song that I have heard over and over again, only because stupid radio stations would use this as a bit and always use this song every time they changed formats. I hate it. That's why I hate this song so much.
One radio station, fun fact, used it as the first song that they ever played on the radio because it was representative of the name of the station, our sister station.
Oh, we were the one that did that?
Yeah, they that's how they started the end.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember not, I wasn't working for our company then, and I remember thinking it was the dumbest idea I've ever heard of in my life, and I hated it so much. It was you guys.
But you're saying that stations do it as the way they end a format.
Yeah, but I can
this
see
how they started.
Yeah, that's I guess for the end it makes sense because that's in their name. But yeah, so many, and maybe they copied it from you guys and decided to just end stations.
Who's
that
the
way.
You guys? I'm not. I don't work there, man.
Didn't you work at the end when they did
not
that?
Not when they started. No.
Oh, all right. Totally didn't understand.
No, the end started like 91, 90,
yeah.
Something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. You were.
It was
a
like
Lollapalooza.
They were putting up. They had people holding up signs that said "The end of the world is coming" or something along those lines. And people were like, "What the hell's going on?" And it was the way that they were making the change from Magic 107, which was I think like just like a cheesy rock or a cheesy pop.
It sounds like a soft
Magic
rocky station.
107, and it became 107.7. The end.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. So I don't know if this is really a great song. It probably is. I just can't stand it anymore. No
fear, Cavalier, it's a great song.
It is.
Tournament of life. I love the backing vocals. When he kicks in, I think it's like Mike Mills, the bassist. He goes like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, sounds just like it.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow, I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, it is. Texas says, just be glad End of the World, as you know, it's not on this list. No, it is. It's number one.
Yeah, it's number one. And you're right. It is really a good song, but that is a song that got burned into my brain so badly. It's like, oh, God. It you know, is it possible to ruin a good thing? Yeah, I think it is, because you're right. That is a good song, and it got ruined for me because it just got burned into my brain.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.